I picked this last song, well, almost last song, because of the lyric, actually, because of the message in it and the what it says at the end about things that provide long, low heat and the things that provide a short life but burn brightly. And this is called Birches. And it's one of my favorite songs, even though it really isn't that happy a song. And yeah, listen to the lyrics, because I think they say something to us about things that are fleeting and things that last. This is a song by a guy named Bill Morrissey, by the way. For those of you who were at a couple of the other concerts, it's the same guy who did that, Waiting for the Rain. And by the way, all the old concerts, I did put them up on my website so people can grab them and download them. All right, so. This is Birches. Sat at each end of the couch, watched as the fire burned down. So quiet on this winter's night, not a house light on for miles around. Then he said, I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed. And she looked up, I think I'll have some wine. How about you, she asked, and he declined. And Warren, she said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long has it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass, stay with me a little while. Warren, he shook his head as if she'd made some kind of joke. Birches on a winter's night? No, no. We'll fill the stove with oak. Oak will burn as long and hot as a July afternoon. And birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. And you hate a cold house, same as me, am I right or not? All right, that's true, she said. It was just a thought. And she said, Warren, you do look tired. Maybe you should go up to bed. I'll take care of the fire tonight. Oak, he told her. Oak, she said. She listened to his footsteps as he went up the stairs. Then she pulled a sweater on and set her wine glass on the chair. She walked down the cellar to the wood box. It was cold as an ice chest. Then climbed back up with four logs, each as white as a wedding dress. And she filled the stove and poured the wine and sat herself down on the floor. She curled her legs beneath her as the fire sprang to life once more. And it filled the room with its hungry light, and it cracked as it drew air. And shadows danced a jittery waltz like no one else was there. She stood up in the heat. She twirled around the room and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And she knew the time, it would be short. Soon the fire would start to fade. She thought of heat. She thought of time. And she called it an even.